Welcome to Common Prayer, and welcome to episode 50 on Tuesday, May 19th. And I'm changing my tone a little bit today because that's a huge milestone that the team is very excited about. My name is Savannah Jensen, and if you are a part of CPC, you might know me as a worship leader, and I just got married to Forrest Jensen. I used to be Savannah Gilman. You've been hearing my voice on the introductions of the episodes for the past few weeks or so, and I just wanted to put a name to the voice for you in case you were wondering who this is. But also, in light of just this episode, I just wanted to thank you guys for listening. The team is so blessed and grateful for knowing that this is reaching people and encouraging you guys. So stay with us. We're excited to continue to see what God has for us in this. So to get us into our episode, hosted by Kathy Bergren today, she's talking about remembering what God has done. Earlier today, I was discussing with a friend how forgetfulness is actually the enemy of our faith. It's something that I had never heard before, and the more I thought about it, the more I think it's extremely true. There's something about forgetting what God has done that can seriously belittle and diminish our faith. And yet, doing the opposite, remembering what God has done, can build us up so much and encourage us to continue fighting the good fight and walking with God. So with that, episode 50, welcome to Common Prayer.
Morning, everyone, and welcome to our 50th episode of Common Prayer. That is a milestone, and we know that some of you have been here since the very first episode, and some of you have joined in along the way, but we're so glad to have you whenever you've come in. And we started Common Prayer in March, shortly after the shelter-in-place guidelines were put in place, and our hope and prayer was then and still is now for this space to help us together to refocus the narrative that can sometimes seem to be all around us, to refocus the narrative from one of fear and isolation and confusion to seeing this season as more of an opportunity for connection with God and with one another in new and maybe in deeper ways than we've ever experienced before. There are so many emotions that we're all in the process of holding right now, all at the same time, really. Peace and fear, hope and disappointment. The feeling of unsettledness and contentment. And it's a lot. But I know that God has been in all of this, and I just don't want us to forget how he's shown up, how he's intervened and changed us and drawn us closer to him and to one another. So today I want to invite you to reflect on the last 2 months or so. And I'd like to do it in a little bit of a different way. And I'll tell you more about that after I read you something that one of my favorite authors, Anne Graham Lotz, who's Billy Graham's daughter, what she wrote. And here it is. She says, "When God laid the foundations of the earth, hung the stars in place, set the planets in their orbits, halted the proud waves on the shore, wrapped the sea in clouds of mist, and taught the dawn to take the earth by its edges, all of the angels shouted for joy at the magnificent display of God's glory and power in creation. When have you too shouted for joy over the display of God's glory wrapped up in his character during these days of your life? She goes on to say that in Luke 19:40, Jesus said, "If we keep quiet and don't praise God, the stones will cry out." Why would you and I remain silent, forfeiting to stones the joy of praising God for what he has done? Samuel used stones as memorial when God's people wanted to remember his goodness and his faithfulness. In 1 Samuel 7:12, it says that when God helped the Israelites defeat the Philistines, the prophet Samuel, quote, "took a stone and named it Ebenezer, saying, 'Thus far the Lord has helped us.'" I love that. "Thus far the Lord has helped us." And then Joshua also used stones to help God's people to remember his goodness. After wandering in the wilderness for 40 long years, the Israelites experienced the power of God to push back the waters of the Jordan so that they could cross over and take possession of the Promised Land. That was a pretty big deal. And then Joshua told them to build a memorial of stones as a testimony of what God had done for them. Stones that would remind them to keep on praising him and to keep remembering what he had done to prove his faithfulness. So I want you to take a few moments now to remember what God has done. And I want you to get comfortable, to relax, and to take a couple of deep breaths and direct your thoughts to God. Scripture tells us that Samuel took a stone and named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." And I want to ask you, during this time of 50 episodes of Common Prayer and our Sheltering in Place season, how has he helped you? Just think about that for a few moments. How has God helped you? And how has he helped those that you care about the most? During your anxious times, when you've felt discouraged or overwhelmed, what and who has God used to help you? Thank God for how he has helped you. And in what ways have you seen God's goodness and faithfulness during this time? Maybe it's been in his creation. Maybe it's been through a conversation with a friend. Maybe it's been as you've listened to or praised the Lord in worship through a song. Maybe it's been through reminders that God has shown you in his word. Take some time and reflect on how you've seen his goodness and his faithfulness. And then, what prayers have you seen God answer during this time? What prayers have you seen him answer? What are some things that you've learned about yourself? Maybe they've been really good. Maybe they haven't been so good sometimes. But what have you learned about yourself? What have you learned about God? What has he shown you about what he's like during this time. How has he deepened your faith? How have you experienced his healing or seen his healing in other people during this time? And then reflect for a moment on just some of the fun times you've had during these last couple months. Thank God for the laughter. Thank him for the botched haircut you got. Or just thank him for the socially distant gatherings that you've attempted to have. I know it's been weird sometimes, but thank him for some of these times. For the games that you've played or tried to play. Maybe a new hobby that you've tried, something creative you've tried to do. Thank him for maybe a conversation you've had with a friend from years ago that you've lost touch with. Thank God for some of those times right now. And then lastly, is there anything that you would like to do tangibly to remember God's goodness and faithfulness and how he has demonstrated that to you? Do you want to write some things down in a journal? Do you want to find a rock and put it in a place that you will see to remember what he's done? In March and April and May of 2020. I hope you'll do that. Just take a few more moments now and praise God. Thank God for the things that he has brought to your mind. And then I just want to pray this over you for your day or your evening ahead. Father, we say with the psalmist in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Father, we bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We never, ever want to forget any of your benefits or blessings in our lives, Father. We love you. We praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode is hosted by our women's pastor, Kathy Bergren, with original music by our worship pastor, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.